Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might have heard those figures released from the Health Products Regulatory Authority on the volume of fake weight loss drugs that they've seized this month. 8,000 products, almost five times that seized in the whole of last year. But what happens to your body should you inject or ingest one of these unregulated substances? Well, Professor Donal O'Shea is the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us on this. Were you surprised at those figures, that massive jump in the number of these fake drugs being seized?
Well, no, because the availability of obesity treatments has increased exponentially in the last 2 to 3 years in terms of licensing and official approval by both the FDA, the EMEA, and availability through the HSE. So there was always going to be an increase. It's the nature of the promotion. So that is really concerning from my point of view as well.
Mm-hmm. The HBRE mentions in particular these microneedle patches that claim to have the active ingredients, semaglutide and the other one, tirzepatide. Do they exist?
So there isn't any evidence behind this microneedle patch delivery of obesity treatments yet. At the moment, they are available as once weekly injections or in some cases daily injections. But the micro patches are without any evidence. And a lot of them have been promoted online with, medical professionals like myself being associated with the product completely factitiously.
Mm-hmm. And have you been falsely associated with these products?
I have been, and a number of my colleagues have been falsely associated with these, promoting them, as has the HBRA. And thankfully, the HBRA has a cybersecurity unit. So when I see a product been promoted in my name, I will get onto the HBRA and say, look, guys, this has been promoted falsely and associated with me, with good institutions and with the HBRA itself.
And have you experience of those ads then being removed?
It's very difficult to remove anything. It has taken weeks to get these things removed. And I've had people come up to me and say, well, how is your business going with the micropatch? And I'm, you know, people who know my, if you like, bona fides in this space would know that I am not going to be promoting something without an evidence base. I'm all for obesity treatment for people who are living with obesity. But the use of these agents now and the promotion of these agents to, in inverted commas, get thin for my holiday, get thin for an event that's coming up in people who are not living with obesity is really disturbing, but it's absolutely viral on social media.
Well, you've got to wonder, you know, how many of these products are getting through if the level of seizures is so high, and if people are using them, what are they using?
Well, they don't know what they're using. When you get something like this online, you have no idea if the active ingredient is in it, if it's in an appropriate dose. Have you been counselled and discussed the side effects, the reasons not to start the treatment? I mean, these are the actual obesity treatments are thankfully developing, very effective in people who are living with obesity and who respond well to them. But there is a side effect profile. There is a downside. And if you are taking in inverted commas, a micro patch, which involves putting a small needle device through your skin, then you are at risk of the infections that can be associated with injecting any drug.
Mm-hmm. But do we have any information? Has any testing happened on these things that are getting through to people?
Yeah, so the bit that has, I suppose, disturbed me to a degree is that a lot of the time when the testing is done, it is the active ingredient. And it is the agent that you know, and there is an agent that we don't have yet and we won't have within the medical area for the next 2 years called retatrutide. Now, you mentioned tirzepatide, but retatrutide we won't have in medical use for the next 2 years because it's in clinical trials. But it is already available on the black market and being promoted on the black market. And some of the time when the products have been assessed, it has been clear that it is the active ingredient that is being made available. But
that's extraordinary. That's just extraordinary to hear. I mean, I thought perhaps you might say that it was semaglutide that was in these things, but it's something that's not available yet. And is the expectation when that product becomes available, retatrutide, that it will be delivered in a micropatch?
All the studies that are being done on retatrutide are as a once weekly injection at the moment. Mm-hmm. Eventually, there will be tablet forms of all of these treatments. And from a kind of a WHO point of view, and I am on the WHO guideline development group for the use of these treatments, because these are really important treatments and they need to be available globally. It is very important that these will be available in tablet form, because for the low and middle income countries, injectables require a cold supply chain and refrigeration that you just don't have. And for these treatments to have the reach they need to have, they need to be available in tablet form.
So if somebody is taking this product and if it is retatrutide, what might that be doing to them? What are the risks associated with that? Do we know yet, because we're 2 years away from it being available?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good idea from, if you like, the forerunner drugs like you mentioned semaglutide, and retatrutide is kind of a development on that. So the side effects are going to be around constipation, nausea, vomiting, gallstones, pancreatitis. They're the major side effects of these classes of drugs. And in the at-risk individual, constipation, which may not sound like a terrible thing, but that can tip you into kidney failure. Pancreatitis obviously is a very dangerous condition all of its own. And I've seen people admitted to hospital with these complications from these drugs. And if people are getting them online and in inverted commas in a micropatch, when they come into hospital, they don't tell you that. They feel guilty about that. They don't own up to it. And you don't know why you're looking after what you're looking after.
And are you aware that you have patients who have taken these drugs, having ordered them online?
Oh, I am well aware of a large number of people who are accessing both the drug, not just online, but through their GP, but they don't meet the criteria in which it's been studied. And I'm well aware of people who are ordering it online, getting it online, and have no idea what's in that product.
Mm-hmm. You see, I just don't know how this is going to be fixed, Donald, because clearly people want these drugs. They want them desperately. They're getting them in many cases and using them. I mean, the horse has bolted on this one, has it not?
Look, I've been working now in this space for 25 years in Ireland, hoping that we would have access to useful, meaningful treatments for the disease of obesity, and that would change people's attitude to obesity. And what's happening is unfortunately, almost the opposite of what I'd hoped when we got treatment. So I hoped when we got treatment that obesity would be destigmatized, people would understand it as a complicated disease that needs treatment like any other disease. But what's happened is the celebrity kind of internet social media has hijacked this space, and that's what's dominating the landscape. And that was not the case with other diseases. When we began to understand epilepsy, when we began to understand, stomach ulcers, and were able to treat them properly, people accepted that they were diseases. Now what's happened is obesity is almost becoming further stigmatized with the availability of treatments. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be happening.
Have you any suggestion as to how this one is solved, how you deter people from ordering it online, taking it without having proper supervision and so on?
I think it is about countering the narrative that these are treatments for weight loss. These are actually treatments for obesity. And if you don't need, the best medication to be on is the least medication. So the longer you can be on nothing in your life, the better. But when you need treatment, you need treatment. I think we need to mature the attitude to obesity as a disease. We need to mature the attitude to just taking random treatments online. And I'm hoping that over the next 5 to 10 years, that's what will happen. But the direction of travel at the moment is not positive.
Well, there's another way to cut it, isn't there? Looking at the guidance on the threshold that people need to meet to avail of these drugs on prescription and in the right way, make it available to more people.
I do think that availability of these treatments is going to improve. So the first of these treatments comes off patent at the end of this year, and that means that generics will be developed, and with that price will fall and availability will increase. But we're a long way away from the tablet forms of these treatments coming off patent. And that's really when, global availability will improve to a level that things like blood pressure tablets, cholesterol tablets, which are widely used across the world, but only within that prescription space. Mm-hmm. And that's where we will move to with obesity, I hope, over the next number of years. But the social media demonstration of what it is to be thin, of body image in the younger, and I'm talking teens, 20s, 30s population, is really toxic. And that attitude is what we need to attempt to influence over the next 5 to 10 years.
Donal, thank you very much. That's Professor Donal O'Shea there, HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity.